إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يقول الله جل وعلا في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، أعاذنا الله وإياكم منها أجمعين. أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals in the 9th chapter of the Holy Quran, Surah At-Tawbah, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ اثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. He tells us that the number of months in the sight of Allah are 12. Tomorrow, dear brothers and sisters, marks the end of the Gregorian New Year, the year 2022. And we know that ultimately that is an arbitrary date. Yet we are in a society and in a world that operates according to this Gregorian calendar. So even though there is no essential difference between today, December 31st, 2021, and tomorrow, January 1st, 2022, we are in a world that collectively acknowledges this shift. And because of us being in a society and in a world that acknowledges this shift, it is going to affect us subtly because we are a part of that whole. There's nothing wrong, Islamically speaking, with acknowledging the function of the solar calendar, the Gregorian calendar, while also keeping track of the months according to the Islamic calendar, the lunar calendar, which is 12 months. We can operate using both. We operate in our daily affairs with the Gregorian calendar. There's no problem with that, to be in sync with other people in this world. And we also use the lunar calendar, or the Hijri calendar, so that we keep up to date with the Islamic months that we mark for certain ibadat, whether it is marking Ramadan, or Dhul Hijjah for Hajj, or any particular lunar month where we pay our zakat after one hawl, 1 year. So we use both calendars, and there's no problem with that. Likewise, there is nothing haram, unlawful, in wishing other people a Happy New Year. If you say to someone, Happy New Year, you're not celebrating anything by any standard of the English language or common sense. When you say to someone, Happy New Year, you're not partaking in a religious festival. You are not expressing pleasure with anything that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or anything that is rooted in the unique religious practices of other people. When you say Happy New Year, it is no different from saying Have a good weekend. So it is no problem in saying Happy New Year. So whether you like it or not, as I said earlier, we live in a society and a world that acknowledges this shift from December 31st to January 1st in a new year, 2021, going into 2022. It's common for people around the world, when going through this shift into the new year, to come up with New Year's resolutions. They get excited when they think about what they're going to do in the new year. They get excited about the potential for change, for creating new habits and setting out to accomplish worthwhile goals. This is very common, but we also know what else is common, and that is failure to carry out one's New Year's resolutions. The owners of gyms all around the world are very excited about tomorrow because they know that they're going to get loads of new members joining their gyms, and they have no worry that those members are going to crowd their facilities, because they know from practice, from observation over years and years, that most of the people who sign up for gym memberships in January don't even continue to the end of January. They drop off. They keep the membership, they keep paying that monthly sum, it's in the back of their mind, but they drop off. According to some studies, when it concerns New Year's resolutions, 92% of people who have New Year's resolutions give up within the first month. This means that only 8% of people who make New Year's resolutions actually carry them out beyond January. Now, I would guess that most of us, if we have any New Year's resolutions, we're probably from the 92%. We're probably from that majority who do not keep up those resolutions. Maybe it's a resolution to lose weight, or to get in shape, or to take care of our diet, or to do X, Y, Z, or accomplish this or that goal. Most people do not finish and complete their New Year's resolutions. However, we're not talking about New Year's resolutions and how to lose weight on the khutbah of Yawm al-Jum'ah. We want to talk about a more important resolution. One that does not require us to wait until December 31st, or any time for that matter. And that is what we may call the supreme resolution. The supreme resolution is the resolution of the utmost importance. What is that supreme resolution, you ask? It is the resolve, the resolution to live a life of purpose as an abd, a servant of Allah Ta'ala, on the straight path of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and committing oneself to a life of worship, of service, of excellence, and beauty for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This is the supreme resolution. In this supreme resolution, we may call it the ahad of Allah. The word ahad in Arabic may be translated as resolution, but it means covenant. It means an agreement. It means a pact. It is a decision, a commitment one takes to fulfill the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no one can actually be a good and upright Muslim except by fulfilling this very basic ahad. What is this ahad or covenant? It is to live your life as a believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that on the day of judgment, no one will be able to benefit from the intercession, the shafa'ah. No one will have the ability to intercede for anyone else, except for those who have an ahad with Allah. Except for those who have taken an ahad with Allah. According to Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhumah, the ahad of Allah is, in this verse, referring to La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. You cannot be a good Muslim without this ahad. Allah tells us, Bala man awfa bi'ahdihi wattaqa, fa inna Allah yuhibbul muttaqin. Nay, indeed, those who fulfill the ahad of Allah, the covenant, the resolution, and have taqwa, then Allah loves the people of God fearing. Elsewhere, Allah Ta'ala tells us, الَّذِينَ يُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَنْقُضُونَ الْمِيثَاقَ. Describing the believers, the mu'min, he says they are the ones who fulfill the ahad of Allah, the resolution, the covenant, and they do not break the agreement. And Allah also tells us that the ahd we take will be questioned about on the Day of Judgment. We will be asked about this covenant we have taken with our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا. Fulfill the covenant, for indeed the covenant will be questioned about on the Day of Judgment. So that covenant in its general sense is to be Abdullah, to be Amatullah, the servant of Allah, male or female, to live your life according to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you, O mu'min, worship Allah Ta'ala, you call upon Allah Ta'ala and remember Him, and you strive to do the right thing as He commands, you are fulfilling the supreme resolution. When you, O mu'min, adopt the noble character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in how you deal with others, you are striving to fulfill the supreme resolution. When you, O mu'min, are striving to, one, pray on time, your obligatory prayers, and two, understand what you're saying in salat, and three, striving to have presence in those prayers, you are striving to fulfill this supreme resolution. This, dear brothers and sisters, is the way. It is the only way. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, لَا دِينَ لِمَنْ لَا عَهْدَ لَهُ. There is no deen for the person who does not fulfill their covenant. There's no deen. There's no completion in their deen except by fulfilling their covenant. But how often, dear brothers and sisters, do we break our covenants? How often do we break our resolutions? How often do we recommit to being a better person only to slip again and again and again? Please make room for those who are coming in. How often do we slip and falter and fail? We get distracted. We get pulled in so many different directions in this world. But even so, even as we acknowledge that we do falter in carrying out these resolutions, we know that the mercy of Allah is such that we always have an opportunity to recommit. We always have an opportunity, no matter how many times we fail our resolutions, to repent, to say to our Lord, I seek your forgiveness, and I seek your strength in recommitting to the path of your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have chances after chances to always recommit and start fresh on our journey after stopping, after halting, after getting sidetracked, after falling on our faces. It doesn't matter how many times it happens, as long as we get back up and we recommit and ask Allah for sincerity and truthfulness in fulfilling that covenant. And this is why we don't wait for a set date in the calendar. Whether it's Gregorian or Hijri calendar, it doesn't matter. We don't wait for a set date to make things right between us and our Lord. We're not waiting for an auspicious moment to do the right thing and turn a new page in our life. We don't wait for January 1st of each new year. We don't wait for Ramadan to turn a new page and become better. We don't wait until we're able to go for Hajj to become better people. No. We're asked by Allah Ta'ala, and we're asked by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to recommit ourselves to this covenant every single day. So this means we don't have New Year's resolutions as such. We have resolutions that we renew every single morning and every single evening. This is what we have been taught by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has taught us in the very powerful dua that every one of us should memorize. The dua known as Sayyidul Istighfar, which means the master or chief dua for seeking forgiveness. In this dua, he teaches us what to say in the morning and in the evening as we recommit to that supreme resolution as a Muslim. And in that dua, one of the phrases we're taught to say is, as we pray to Allah, وَأَنَا عَلَىٰ عَهْدِكَ وَوَعْدِكَ مَصْطَلَحْتُ. I fulfill your covenant and promise as much as I am able. Why did the Prophet ﷺ ask us to say this dua in the morning and the evening and not once a year? It's because we get complacent, we falter, we get distracted, we fall prey to boredom and lethargy and laziness. We fall off the path, we get detoured. And so every morning and every evening we are encouraged by the Prophet ﷺ to recommit, to come with a new day resolution and a new evening resolution every single day. And the Prophet ﷺ, in teaching this dua, he says that whoever says it in the morning, sincerely, with certainty in its meanings, if they die that day, they are from Ahlul Jannah, the people of paradise. And if they say it in the evening, with sincerity and with certainty, and they die that evening, they are from Ahlul Jannah. These are the words of the Prophet ﷺ. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, as we enter this new Gregorian year of 2022 and leave 2021 behind, let us commit ourselves to the supreme covenant, the supreme resolution, to fulfill our purpose as Muslims, as ibadullah, servants of Allah, who live a God-centered life and who walk the path of the Prophet ﷺ in worship and in character and how we deal with each other. And let us never lose hope in Allah's mercy and forgiveness. If we have fallen down 1,000 times, if we have recommitted and failed 1,000 times, let us never lose hope in the mercy of Allah, and let us, with that hope, recommit again and again, and let us renew that covenant and that agreement every single day, every single morning, every single evening, so that no matter what we are doing, we're recommitting each day and night so that we are living our purpose as Muslims, as ibadullah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the good of 2022. And we seek refuge in Allah ta'ala from the evil contained in 2022. And we ask Allah to allow us to reap the benefits and lessons we learned from 2021 and carry those into 2022. As we said, 2021, 2022, these are all arbitrary dates in the Gregorian calendar. But because we live in a world that recognizes these dates, we are affected by those shifts. So as we shift into this new year, according to the Gregorian calendar, may we shift in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل صلاتي وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد الصادق الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وبعد. Dear brothers and sisters, our hopes and aspirations and needs are not limited to spiritual matters. Allah has placed us in a world and we have to live in this material world. This means that we need goals, we need aspirations within the world that will hopefully facilitate a life of ibadah, of worship, of gratitude and contentment, and benefit to others. Many people make New Year's resolutions and they set them into motion in the new year. And as we said, according to some studies, 92% of people fail their New Year's resolutions within the first month. Only 8% carry them beyond January. But many people make these New Year's resolutions, and there's nothing inherently wrong in doing that. And it may work for some. But I invite you to consider, if you will, a mindset shift that I believe is healthier and more likely to set you up for success if you have any resolutions and goals you wish to carry out in this new year. And it all starts with understanding something very intuitive that we all know deep down inside, but we lose sight of. And that is, we as human beings are not separate from nature. We're not separate from nature. We are, as human beings, increasingly alienated from nature, and we often perceive ourselves as being outside of nature. We are not separate from nature in the grand scheme of things. We are still subject to the seasonal changes that occur. Winter, spring, fall, winter, spring, summer, fall. As these changes occur, we are influenced by those seasonal shifts. Birds will move south for the winter. Bears and other animals will hibernate in the winter. And squirrels will gather acorns and nuts to store away for the winter. They recognize the seasonal shifts, but we often don't recognize them. There are certain energetic patterns and shifts that occur within each season, and these things affect us. So one of the keys to making resolutions and changes is to recognize that we're not outside of nature. We are subject to those influences. And this means that we have to recognize that we're in the season of winter. Some of the early sadhus would say that winter is the springtime of the believer. And we'll talk more about that next week, inshallah, about reaping the benefit of winter exclusively. So we're in winter. So what is the dominant characteristic of this season we're in? The dominant characteristic of winter is contraction and withdrawal. New plants don't sprout in winter. Winter time is a time where nature withdraws and conserves itself. It grows quiet. It grows still. It contracts and withdraws until springtime. This means that winter is a time for conservation and for slowing down. It's a time for going more inward. It's not the time of intense growth and expansion. That is for spring. Spring is the season of expansion and energy and growth. As spring blossoms, you can feel the difference. There's more energy. You're going to feel more alive. You will find it easier to make decisions and make commitments to things in your life. There's a reason why we call it spring cleaning and not winter cleaning. You take the energy of the season and you apply it to your house, and you call it spring cleaning. So if we are winter, a season of conserving and withdrawing and slowing down, what exactly should we be doing as we go into the new year? My advice is to use winter as a time to reflect on the goals you want to accomplish in the spring, and use the time to reflect and make intentions and very small changes, planning ahead for the spring. And use the springtime as the time of energy to fully execute them. That doesn't mean we're not doing anything in the winter. Of course, we still have to work, we still have things to do. And you're thinking, nothing's going to change. Understand, the door of change is always open. It just requires a resolution. And even if we fail in our resolutions 1,000 times, Allah is always willing to give us that chance to do it again and again. Always accepts. He is a tawwab. So do not say you made, the bigger the tawbah, the bigger the repentance. And the bigger the repentance, the bigger the reward. The bigger the reward, the closer you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lahu. The one who repents from a sin is like one who does not have a sin at all. We've been taught by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make resolutions, to consider the future, but not rely on our own abilities, our own strengths. He tells us in the Quran that when we make a resolution, make a resolution. But when you make a resolution, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. When you make a resolve to do something, put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Resolve to be the best Muslim you can be in 2022. Resolve to have more presence in your life. resolve to live your life as a carrier of the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, marshal your energy for that and your intention for that into the new year, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, and have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the ability to carry that out. And if you falter and fail, don't worry about that. That's the nature of human beings. Get up, make tawbah, recommit. New Year's resolutions once a year are not our way. Our way is resolutions in the morning, resolutions in the evening, every single day until we leave this dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us wisdom in 2022 and grant us relief from afflictions and trials in this new year, and guide us to grow in things that will benefit us in our deen, in our dunya, in this life and in the next. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا بقدر عظمة ذاتك في كل وقت وحين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.